This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Dusty Slay, washing hands, and wrestlers. It's all coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready.
Ready.
Little ditty about the rack in my hands. Just a pair of A cups doing the best that they can. Lefty wants to be a porno star, but righty can't because you can still see a scar.
Oh,
oh yeah, help them grow. Little hooters get big with silicone. Oh, yeah, help them grow. Little hooters get big when you rant too long. Dusty! Let them out. Let them show. Let the boobies bounce and take them on the road. If they start sagging, don't worry about that. If they start sagging, just tuck them in your pants. Tuck them in your pants. Little ditty about the rack in my hands. I set them so good that her milk came in.
Funny.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with our special guest, Tom.
He is indeed Dusty Slay, comedian. It's great to see you in person, Dusty.
All right, I'm pumped to be here.
Now, I have a real dumb question. Is your real name Dusty?
It is Dusty. Well,
That's my, you know, maybe not my government name. I don't like to tell people this, but my parents wrote a name down on the birth certificate, but they always called me Dusty, right? So I always say, regardless of what they wrote down, if they called me Dusty, isn't that my name?
Yes.
I think it is.
It's what you answer to.
Like, I don't know why they wrote down Dustin on the birth certificate and then never used it.
Right.
Even when I'm in trouble, they weren't like,
really?
Dusty. Yeah, they, you know, I've always been Dusty. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, that's great, but was it Dustin Hoffman? Was that the
well,
genesis of this?
See, that's what they said. My dad says that I'm named after Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
And my mom says I'm named after Dusty, a character, a reoccurring character off a soap opera, I believe.
Dusty.
Dallas, maybe?
Okay.
One of them. Wow. Somebody, you know, that's what she said. I don't know. But again, both Dustys.
Yeah.
Not Dustins. Maybe they slipped up in the...
Well, maybe they thought Dusty on your birth certificate didn't look professional enough, maybe, or...
Maybe. I don't know. I can't. My dad's name's Guy, and my mom's name's Edna. So I feel like with names like that, you could go anywhere with it. You know what I mean? No, Guy and Edna.
Yes.
Now you don't have to reveal this, but you are a family man now.
I am a family man. You have two kids.
And when you named them, did you peruse family records, or did you go into just saw your favorite television shows? How did you decide?
Well, I tried to, you know, really think about it. I tried to give them some good names that they wouldn't be, you know, stuck with some bad name their whole life. And I didn't try to get too cute with it. My daughter I named Daisy. Now, we liked that name, but we gave her a kind of a family middle name. And then my son, we went very normal with Samuel. Yeah.
Both such great names.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah,
I've got a Sam and my niece is Daisy.
All right. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I love that.
Daisy and Poppy.
But, I wanted to get real creative with my son's name. But then at the end of the day, I was like, you know, let's just give him a normal name and let him live a normal life.
Do you call him Samuel?
We got all kind of cute names, you know. Sammy is what we call him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. I like a two-syllable name. I don't know why I gave him, you know, more of a one-syllable name. I like a two-syllable name. It rolls off.
And you're still in the nickname phase?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's 8 months. You know.
Oh,
we're,
sure.
We're,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, well, I call my 8-year-old Sispo.
Okay.
Sispo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her name is Hart. H-A-R-T. I don't know.
Sispo. Do you know the origin of Sispo at all? Or?
No, I just made it up. I call them both that.
Is your other little girl Boomba?
No, she's just Sispo. I should start calling her.
I think you should.
I don't know where it came from. It just started years ago when they were little, and it just
all of your kids had weird nicknames.
Yeah,
I always remember Rabbit Boy.
Rabbit Boy.
It was Sam when he was little. Yeah.
Now you said
that's a long nickname,
Daisy.
But I get it.
And Poppy are your nieces.
Yeah, you've met.
Did
Poppy.
They? Was the flower motif on purpose?
Yeah, I used to ask my sister Jan. They are, but they are indeed Daisy and Poppy.
If we had another daughter, we wanted to name her Rose to keep a real flower theme going.
Yeah.
Right.
We were into that. We like a theme.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
Not a lot of, I couldn't think of a male flower I wanted to name my son, you know? Thistle, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
I don't know. Is thistle?
Basil.
Neutral.
Yeah, basil.
Basil. Yeah.
And then you got your whole life. Is it basil or basil?
Yeah.
Is it Bella or Bela?
What a fly trap.
Yeah, but fly trap. That's a good one.
Aren't flowers both male and female at the same time?
I think so, but all the names feel.
Are very feminine.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Iris.
A friend of mine assigns gender to numbers and letters.
That's
what?
Like a B is a boy. And
G is a girl?
A is a girl. No.
Just, what?
C.
Yep.
Hey, what's a C?
A C is a boy, I'm going to say.
It could go either way, couldn't it?
Good numbers.
Now, Dusty, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two older sisters. We have the same mom, different dad. And then I have a younger sister. We have the same dad, different mom. So
Whoa.
My younger sister, not related to my older sisters.
That's
okay. Interesting.
I always think that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Are there names relatively normal?
Yeah, they're all pretty normal. I got the weird, you know, it's like I got Trisha, Jennifer, and Brooke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, you know, and then Dusty. That's what happens when my parents get together and name a kid.
Oh, okay.
It worked out well for me, but
yes,
I think Dusty Slay is a fun name.
Oh, great killer name.
And I think I'm the only one. I looked up on Facebook one time and there were some others, but they seem fake.
And it came after you.
Yeah. It seems fake, though. One guy I looked up on Facebook, it looks like me had I not moved from the trailer park.
All right.
It's like alternate reality Dusty.
Wow.
And I think that's what's happened. It's some kind of Mandela effect with this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Dusty Slay is our guest. Dusty is a distinguished comedian currently on tour. We talked to you a few weeks ago on the Zoom.
Yes.
Because you had something special out there. What's the status of your television thing?
Well, I have a Netflix special called Working Man.
Right now. Watch it now.
And that name confuses a lot of people. By a lot of people, I mean my dad. But it's going great. I mean, it was in the top 10 on Netflix for about a week.
I don't
know what happened after that, but...
Learned some good stuff about it. I learned that you don't like to wash your hands.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
What?
Did you shake his hand?
You've got Tom's attention.
I don't hate washing my hands. My point is that I just feel like it's out of control. It's just everywhere we're turning now. We're washing our hands, and I mean, like, you know, I just think it's out of control.
I'm a big fan.
He washes his hands 100 times.
Do you know that you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday twice?
No, that's what they say.
Really hot water.
Tom wants to wash his hands right now, and I've got $10 that says within the next 45 seconds you reach for your hand sanitizer.
Dusty, exactly.
When I wash my hands,
with hand sanitizer?
When I wash my hands, I say Happy Birthday. I go Happy Birthday.
Here it comes.
This is the hand sanitizer I keep behind my desk.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
That's an alarming amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is 128 fluid ounces.
How long will one like that last you?
That's a crazy amount of anything.
That's a
crazy amount of ketchup.
That's a good question. How long, honestly, will that last you? A year?
No.
I'm just sanitizing right now.
Oh, okay.
And then, Dusty, I hate scented soap.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a restaurant, you go in and wash your hands, and you come back and... You smell like you've been in the classic French whorehouse.
Well, right? I say I like to compliment people's bathroom soaps so they think I wash my hands.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Wow, you got some really good smelling soaps in there.
Yeah. Now, you're a married guy. Do you have a what I call a parlor bathroom at your house? Like when your guests come over, they've got their own special bathroom they can go to. And
powder room?
Yeah, I mean, there, you know, there's a, you know, like a half bath.
Yeah, that one. At my house, we have one of those. And my girl has a towel in there. It's a fancy towel, and it has all the absorbency of aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever go to the, Christy, where you get these towels that are non-functional as towels?
No, I don't have that. I like a good towel, and I also have, for guests, the throwaway towels, you know, that I keep on the sink, so you can use one and throw it away.
Like a paper towel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But they're fancy.
Otherwise, you're... yeah, that's very nice. Cloth throwaway towels.
Let's toss it away.
Now, you asked me earlier, Chick, my favorite Sting song.
Yes, I did. Did it take you an hour and a half to find it?
I wanted to find the, so I could actually play it. Fortress Around Your Heart, remember? Did you ever hear this
very
one?
Good,
yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I call it my skip track.
I
skip over.
You don't like this one? Great song. And I promised I would mention that book. There's a book that's...
No one was waiting for
that. No, yeah. In case you were. Sting's guitar player wrote a book called Do Stand So Close, My Improbable Adventures as Sting's Guitarist. It's a great book. I really recommend it. If you're a guitar player, really fun.
There's no way it's not out of print.
Who came first, the wrestler or the musician?
Sting.
That is a good question.
The Police is 79?
Probably... Sting the singer then.
But was he Sting then when he was with
them? Because didn't he
was
wear something
well-known Sting?
Made him look like a bee on
rugby shirts, I think. And I was reading about Sting. He was Sting before he was even in the Police. He was always Sting when they
You think the wrestler was like aware of Sting?
Must have been, but just went, I don't care.
He's just like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going for it.
They can't sue me because I'll wear makeup, so they don't know what I look like.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Tom, are you familiar with the wrestler Sting?
I am not.
I didn't think so.
And wasn't he in a lesser league, if you will?
I think he bounced around.
Yeah, well, he was in the WCW. You know, he was against Ric Flair all the time.
Right.
That's true.
He's in AEW now.
He's still in the ring?
Yeah. When you wear the paint, you can't see the A.
There's your lesser league, the AEW. Okay?
But he was always WCW, and then he switched over to WWF way later. But he was, you know, he's a classic. He dressed up like the Crow later.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, it got very got that Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
You got to hand it to the older guys that do that. Because it's so hard on the body.
Oh, dude.
I can remember seeing Dick the Bruiser. Toward the end.
That was my dad's favorite wrestler, Dick the Bruiser.
Yeah, he was great. He got a little stocky there. He had a dad bod for sure.
Did you ever bruise
that
your dad?
That seemed like a setup.
Yeah, I guess it did. But no, my dad. My dad, who's your favorite? Dick the Bruiser.
Well, technically, didn't Ric Flair not retire until he was in his 70s?
I mean, I don't know if he's
I told you, I was on a plane with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And he was not in first class, but he was on the plane, and he was traveling by himself. And he got off the plane and was walking by himself, and I was right behind him, and I wasn't going to bother him.
But he was styling and profiling.
He looked like he was just walking to
It's shocking to me that not one person...
If I'm Ric Flair, I'm taking somebody with
me. And that not one person...
Gave him the woo?
Yeah. Woo!
No, yeah. Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm certain it was him. Absolutely certain.
Yeah, I saw in toward the end also Bobo Brazil.
Yeah.
Who was famous for Christy Lee?
Stealing my Monte Cristo sandwich.
No, his move.
Oh.
Yeah, the cocoa butt.
The cocoa butt.
She's never going to give not gonna up get the over Monte that. Cristo incident.
No. It was
you were eating lunch with Mr. Brazil?
No, I worked in television for a while, and I had to run camera for a wrestling event. And afterward, we all went to dinner, so it was like midnight. And I was having a Monte Cristo, and he walked in, and he goes, "You don't need that," and took it and walked off.
You don't need that. Yeah. Bobo needed it.
Yeah,
Bobo wants it. And what Bobo wants, Bobo gets.
I wasn't going to fight him. Gosh, no.
Yeah, I was right there ringside. He was badass.
Yeah.
You ever met a wrestler, Dusty?
I don't know.
I think you'd know, Dusty.
I know you would think that I know, but
yes.
I met Jeff Ross. Oh, no, Jim Ross.
Jim Ross is great.
I met Jeff Ross, too. Yeah. Ross. Jim Ross, the announcer.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met wrestlers, but I can't right now. I don't. It's not coming. Oh, you know what? I met the redheaded guy that wrestles right now, the Irish guy.
Oh, he's been in here.
What's his name?
Sheamus?
Yeah, Sheamus. I met Sheamus not long ago.
Yeah, he's been here. He's a really nice guy.
He is a really nice
Randy
guy.
Orton has seen me do stand-up a couple times and has been very complimentary.
All right.
He gave me a hug that I still feel to this day.
Wow. Have you heard about the wrestling movie that's out right now, The Iron Claw? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
With Zac Efron?
It's apparently really sad.
It's incredibly sad. And it's evidently all true. And there's even more that they didn't put in the movie because the director said it was too sad already. So
they love to ruin your childhood. Yeah, you have fun with this? You having fun with this? Let me show you how sad it really is.
Now,
you enjoying yourself?
Wait till the Bob and Tom movie comes out. You want sad, okay?
Now, somewhere in this building is a hat from Hyman's Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And our guest, Dusty Slay, distinguished comedian.
I've had dinner at Hyman's. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Hyman's Restaurant, it's in Charleston, South Carolina. You worked there for how long?
I worked there, I don't know, off and on, about 10 years. I quit. I quit, you know, I had a little span in between where I didn't work there. But, I worked there. I was owned by a family with the last name Hyman. And, people would ask me, they would go, "Oh, are you one of the Hymans?" I'm like, yeah, because they named me Dusty Hyman. And it used to be located on the same block as a restaurant called Sticky Fingers. And there was a clothing store called Loose Lucy's, all right there together.
Wow.
That is true.
Now, you are on tour right now. Do you tour by yourself?
I usually try to take a feature, but I travel alone. You know, I travel like Ric Flair out here. And, I'll just be alone on some seat and people will be like, "I saw him. I didn't want to bother him, but I saw him."
Yes.
So for you to be in disguise, you just take off your hat?
Well, you would think, you know, that is, but I like wearing the hat, right? It's like, that's the thing. If I don't wear the hat, I don't get recognized as much, but I still am getting recognized now. I got bombarded a little bit in the airport the other day, which is like pretty cool.
Yeah.
But also like, oh, I was like, this is, Netflix is wild. You know, you get on Netflix, it's a whole new level out here. Mm. I got recognized several times on the street yesterday. People from their cars yelling at me, "We're having a good time."
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's my very own, woo.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, yeah. I stopped at a Love's truck stop in Kentucky, and people were recognizing me, and I'm is my fan base out here.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of truck stops, we had a funny story yesterday about a gas station. You may have heard about this. They have actually installed, they're calling it a disco bathroom. And this particular chain of gas stations has...
it's called Hop Shops.
Have you ever been to a Hop Shop?
No, but it sounds like there's no need to wash your hands in there.
Well, at a Verona, Ohio location, a couple got married in the disco bathroom. Mr. Logan Abney and Miss Tiana Aylstock. The ceremony took place Valentine's Day. Tiana walked past the snacks and slushies on her father's arm to the convenience store's bathroom. She and Logan exchanged custom vows before sharing a first kiss, then smacking the red party button to trigger the bathroom's disco lights.
Oh, boy.
They then danced to Randy Travis's Forever and Ever, Amen.
A classic.
That is a classic song. Yeah. Too classy for a bathroom wedding.
Though. It kind of is.
Don't do Randy Travis like that.
I just think that's so funny. It's kind of a fun thing, and I guess these disco bathrooms are at all their locations?
Hop Shops. I would think they got so much publicity from them, I would put them in all of them.
But the question has been asked before. If you're in there using it for its purpose, and someone else comes in and they hit the so-called party button...
Yeah, we don't know if they're a one staller or...
I saw a video.
The clips I saw, it didn't look very big.
No, it looked like there was maybe one stall and one or two urinals.
Oh, do you think they reserved that for the wedding, or people were still coming in and out?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, the officiant goes, you may want to wait just a few minutes. Trucker Bob just...
Trucker Bob!
He just took some liberties in there. I mean, we're going to need a candle.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.